mist swirls through the glens, clinging to ancient stones that have witnessed centuries of joy, sorrow, life and death. Welcome, dear listeners, to Supernatural Scotland, the podcast, your auditory journey into the heart of a land where history bleeds into the present, and the veil between worlds often feels whisper thin. We are quickly reaching the end of this season. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed creating it. I appreciate all my listeners, and I hope you enjoy the last episodes. This is episode 16 of 18. Tonight, prepare to have your senses heightened and your courage tested as we venture to the edge of a forgotten fortress, stand within the shadow of a once mighty stronghold, and confront a legend swallowed by the unforgiving embrace of the sea. Our first spectral destination tonight clings to the rugged Berwickshire coastline, a place where the wind howls tales of bygone eras, the dramatic and isolated ruins of Fast Castle. To truly understand the echoes that linger within its crumbling walls, we first delve into the turbulent history of Fast Castle. It's a strategic location overlooking the churning North Sea, made it a vital stronghold for centuries, a keystone in the constant power struggles between Scotland and England. Originally the seat of a powerful Hume clan, its early history is interwoven with tales of border raids, fierce loyalties, and brutal acts of defiance. Imagine the comings and goings of knights and men at arms, their lives dictated by the ever-present threat of invasion. The castle changed hands numerous times, often through sieges and acts of cunning. Perhaps one of its most notable episodes involved its brief but significant role as a prison for Mary Queen of Scots, a moment that imbued its stones with royal tragedy. Later, in the 16th century, the infamous James Hepburn, the Earl of Bothwell and the controversial husband of Mary, used the castle as a base for his own shadowy schemes and conspiracies, further cementing its reputation as a place of intrigue and dark secrets. The very layout of the castle clinging to the rock face speaks of a time when survival depended on strength and vigilance. With such a dramatic and often violent past etched into its foundations, it's perhaps no surprise that Fast Castle is said to cling to more than just the cliff face. Over the centuries, whispers and outright claims of ghostly encounters have emerged from its isolated ruins. Many have reported the unsettling sight of shadowy figures, their forms indistinct yet undeniably present. Moving with a sense of purpose along these ruined ramparts, perhaps the spectral remnants of long-dead sentinels, forever bound to their post. Others claim to be chilled by the eerie echoes of fierce battles, the phantom sounds of clashing swords, the desperate shouts of men locked in mortal combat, and the heart-wrenching cries of the wounded, all carried on the unforgiving wind, as if time itself has fractured. But perhaps the most profound and unsettling experience is a pervasive feeling of unease and an almost tangible sorrow, a heavy atmosphere that clings to the air like a damp shroud, a lingering testament to the countless tragedies, both grand and small, that unfolded on this isolated and dramatic headland. The wind itself seemed to sigh with the weight of centuries of conflict and irreparable loss, a constant lament for what once was. Our spectral journey now takes us westward across the rolling Scottish landscape to the imposing and equally history-laden stronghold of Tantallon Castle in East Lothian, a place that exudes both grandeur and palpable sense of the past. Standing sentinel atop dramatic sea cliffs that plunge into the vast expanse of the Firth of Forth, Tantallon Castle commands a breathtaking and strategically vital position. For centuries, it served as a formidable seat of the powerful and often rebellious Douglas clan, a lineage whose influence on Scottish history was immense and whose independent spirit earned them the formidable nickname Bell the Cat. Imagine the sheer scale of this mighty fortress, its towering curtain wall, the imposing Douglas Tower, and its strategic vantage points overlooking the sea. Perhaps picture the lives of the Lords of Douglas within these walls, their defiance of the Scottish Crown, and their intricate web of alliances and betrayals. Envision the numerous sieges Tantallon endured, the relentless pounding of cannon fire against its seemingly impenetrable defences, the desperate struggles of the defenders within to hold their ground against determined attackers. Consider key figures like Archibald Bell the Cat Douglas himself, a man who famously dared to challenge King James IV and the later sieges by James V and Oliver Cromwell, each leaving their mark upon the castle structure and its enduring legacy. The very stones of Tantallon bear witness to centuries of power struggles, resilience, and the ebb and flow of Scottish history. With such a dramatic and often violent past echoing through its ruined halls, crumbling towers and windswept ramparts, it is perhaps no surprise that Tantallon Castle is said to be inhabited by more than just the seabirds that now circle its weathered battlements. Numerous accounts of spectral activity have been linked to this imposing ruin, whispers carried on the wind through its ancient walls. Perhaps the most frequently reported apparition is a melancholic ghost of a woman in white, often glimpsed as a fleeting ethereal figure gliding silently along the battlements, her form shimmering in the fading light of dusk near the cliff edges, forever searching the horizon for a lost love or mourning a devastating tragedy that unfolded within these very walls. Many visitors have also recounted chilling experiences of disembodied, mournful cries and heart-wrenching sighs carried on the wind, as if the very stones of Tantallon still weep for the sorrows of ages past, a constant auditory reminder of the human cost of its turbulent history and the personal tragedies that undoubtedly occurred within its confines. Furthermore, the fleeting shadows of figures resembling ancient warriors in worn and battle-scarred armour have been seen moving through the ruined courtyards and along the ramparts, phantom echoes of the countless sieges and fierce battles that scarred this formidable fortress. Perhaps the lingering spirits of those who fought and died defending its walls. A palpable feeling of profound sadness, an unsettling sense of being watched by unseen eyes that carry a deep sorrow, and sudden, inexplicable drops in temperature often settle upon those who dare to explore its weathered stones. A chilling testament to the many lives irrevocably touched by a tragedy within its once mighty walls. Their sorrows now woven into the very fabric of the ruin. Our final spectral destination on this journey into the heart of supernatural Scotland takes us to a place where the raw and untamed power of nature itself becomes intertwined with haunting and unforgettable legend, the awe-inspiring and treacherous Corryvreckan Whirlpool, located off the rugged and dramatic coast of Argyll, a place where the sea's fury holds a dark tale. Imagine the immense and unpredictable power of the Atlantic currents as they collide with a submerged pinnacle of rock, creating a swirling vortex so powerful it can suck down small vessels without a trace. It is here, in this maelstrom of natural energy, that the tragic legend of the MacKinnon Laird unfolds. Picture a respected chieftain, his life at its end, his grieving kin embarking on a solemn final voyage. A fleet of traditional Hebridean boats carrying his body across the sea for burial on sacred ground, but their chosen path led them directly to the treacherous embrace of the Corryvreckan Channel. Visualise the small boats tossed and turned by the increasingly violent currents, the growing fear on the faces of the mourners as they realise the sheer power of the whirlpool they have entered. Feel the dread as the swirling water rises, an unstoppable force about to claim them all, the living and the dead. And so it is said that on wild and stormy nights, when the Corryvreckan roils with particular and terrifying fury, the phantom funeral procession attempts to replay its tragic and final voyage, an eternal echo of a devastating loss. Those who brave those treacherous waters after darkness falls have whispered of chilling and unforgettable encounters, the fleeting and indistinct shapes of shadowy boats, their spectral timbers groaning under an unseen pressure, caught in the relentless and swirling currents, the faint, sorrowful cries and wails of the drowned carried on the wind, like the lament of the sea itself, and a sudden, bone-chilling cold that descends upon the surface of the turbulent water, a ghostly premonition of the icy depths below. Some even claim to glimpse the spectral outline of the Laird's lead vessel, forever trapped in the whirlpool's unforgiving embrace, a haunting and potent reminder of the sea's immense and indifferent power, and the countless lives tragically swallowed by its watery abyss. And there you have it, listeners. Another immersive journey into the spectral heart of supernatural Scotland. From the crumbling ramparts echoing with tales of conflict and loss to the terrifying legends swallowed by the churning depths of the Corryvreckan. The history of this ancient land is forever intertwined with whispers of the unexplained. Thank you for braving these eerie tales with me. If you've been captivated by the spectral secrets we've uncovered tonight, please be sure to subscribe to Supernatural Scotland for more auditory explorations into the mysteries that lie hidden within this captivating country. Please also check out the YouTube, Facebook and TikTok pages. Until our next encounter with the shadows, tread carefully and remember, the past is never truly silent. Goodbye for now.